sometimes we only have time for a quickie. So here it is, your naked quickie. Welcome into Married and Naked podcast, everyone. How you doing there, Tammy?
I'm doing good. You're so funny. Like when you did the welcome just now, you put your arms out.
I'm welcoming, like you're welcoming everybody. Oh my goodness. Well, this is the Married and Naked quickie version of the podcast where we are going to pick Tammy's expert brain. I got one for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You look nervous.
I'm always nervous.
Sitting on the hot seat.
Yes.
Okay. So we recently spent a lot of time with some friends and it came up in conversation.
Is this going to be okay with our friends that you're saying whatever it is you're going to say?
We're not saying any names. Okay. I'm not identifying anybody. Okay. But my question is this, is it right for us to compare ourselves to what we see on social media of other people in relationships? Hot seat, go.
My answer to that would be, it's very natural and normal for us to compare. I think it's innately built into us, maybe from our tribal kind of days where our job is to look at people around us and to see, do we fit in? Because then it was life or death if you didn't fit in to your surroundings and into your group, right? You get exiled or kicked out of the tribe and then you have no more support or food or all that. So I think it can go all the way back to that. Now, this is just a theory, but it makes sense that it's very innate in us to compare. Prior to social media, we always still compared ourselves to our neighbor, keeping up with the Joneses, trying to fit in with groups at school. That's very normal thing that each and every one of us do. But social media has kicked that up 1,000 notches, where we're bombarded with images of other people and how they live and how they relate to each other and what their relationships look like and how they parent and all these things, where we are suddenly hours and hours out of the day comparing ourselves to others. And I think that can be very detrimental as a person and very detrimental as a relationship. So I think it becomes very important for us to then check ourselves on that. Somebody very famous, and I'm drawing a blank on the person right now, and everybody who's listening is probably going to say, I know who said that, but the quote, comparison is the thief of joy, and I know I'm getting that quote wrong. However, the idea is coming through, right? The minute we start comparing ourselves to other people, no matter what we have, no matter how good our relationship is, we're going to feel like it's not good enough. I think it comes down then to, what are some of the strategies that we can check ourselves on this constant comparison life that we are all living? Because I think it's just going to get worse and worse and worse as we just grow into more and more of an instant media world.
Yeah, you're right. It's not like the social media is going away.
Heck no.
And it's not like people are putting their phones down more. It's part of our life.
Yes.
And it's becoming more and more part of our life, to the fact where we're getting new ways to have our phones on our person, connected to our car, connected to our screen, perhaps wearing them as goggles and virtual. So it's not like it's going to stop. Those images are going to be in front of us more.
Right. And we were just listening to a comedian last night who was, joking about how we feel when we leave our phones at home now.
It's so true though.
Like, imagine having a few days without your phone, or imagine traveling without your phone. Even though we did it just fine, you and I, when we were 18 years old, we started traveling. We didn't have any phones. We had no GPS or Google. We took a map with us.
Thomas Bro's map.
We would go to AAA and we would get all these maps. And then, of course, we'd take the Thomas map and we found our way, and we would call our parents whenever we got to a payphone.
It's so true.
So it's very possible. But literally right now, when you say, oh, imagine traveling without your phone, or imagine days, we have a literal visceral response to that. My body gets a little anxious at the idea of doing that. So no, it's not going away. And I think we will just continually be bombarded. So it's going to come to a really clear recognition of what that comparison is doing to you. Because sometimes we're just sitting in it and we don't even realize we're comparing ourselves until we get off social media after we've done our 2-3 hour scroll or whatever it is. And we don't feel very good about our lives all of a sudden. And sometimes it's hard to realize that's because you just spent 3 hours comparing yourself to other people. So what are some of the ways that we can limit that comparison or keep check of that comparison? I think that's the question.
Okay. So you're asking me or you're just saying?
I'm just saying it out loud.
Shut the phone off. That's one thing. No.
Well, I think that that's true. Like one of the most important things I think we can do and possibly one of the hardest things is to turn your phone off or have several hours a day that are not where you're not allowing yourself to scroll. You and I just took a cruise.
And a little, I was literally going to mention this.
Yeah, a little Mexican cruise, a little cruise to Mexico. It was a 4-day cruise. And on cruises, if you haven't cruised before, unless you pay a lot of money, it's really difficult to get a signal.
What did I tell you? I said it twice. We were sitting at breakfast and I was just looking around. When I say breakfast, we're out in the middle of the ship, open, but there's
having
chairs.
Having breakfast with everybody.
Yeah, having breakfast with everybody. And I'm looking around and what did I say? I'm like, do you notice something that's going on here? I did not see one person with a cell phone in their hand.
And if they are, they're taking pictures.
Yeah everybody was talking and communicating and you know, sitting around a table with other people without a phone in their hand.
Because you're forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was actually really lovely.
Yeah,
we just left our phone in the cabin and, you know, we just hung out and talked all day and laughed and we played games and we were involved in all the activities on the ship. I mean, we wouldn't do that here, but what a lesson to us and how valuable that was to our lives to fully unplug for a period of time.
Sure.
So I think putting that into a daily routine, maybe a weekly routine, whatever it is that you can manage or start with a little bit of time a day and working up to a significant time where you're giving yourself a break from social media. And I think the other thing that can be really powerful and one thing that you're always touting to me is the power of gratitude and to make sure that gratitude's at the forefront of your life. And why don't you share one of the ways that you do that?
Well, I owe it to you. You forced me to take a trip away last year. And
by yourself.
By myself. And it was so wonderful. And I guess I didn't realize the true benefit of it until I fast forward 2, 3, 4, 5.
True benefit of what?
Of this trip away.
Okay.
Because I gleaned such an important lesson from this. And it wasn't anything planned. It just organically happened. I literally sat down while I was in the beach in San Diego and literally wrote out in a gratitude journal. And I'd done this before. I'd done this many times, but I was literally writing what I was grateful for in that moment. The very next day I was there, I did the same thing. The day after that, I did the same thing. So here I am it's been a year now. And every time I end up in the steam room, if for some reason, I'm in there for 10 to 12 minutes every time I'm in the steam room.
Not the steam room, the sauna, because the steam room, you wouldn't be able to see anything.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
The sauna. You take your phone in with you and you write it in your phone, right?
Yeah, until my phone dies of overheating or I die of overheating. But I'll sit there and I'll write. And this is 3 days a week at this point. And, or when I'm by myself. I just went to pick up our son at school.
Yeah.
I had a few minutes to pick him up at school. And I pulled out my gratitude journal. I'm like, oh, I'm so grateful that I get to pick up my son from school. So I'm writing, you know, not paragraphs, but just something that I'm literally thinking, I'm so grateful I got to spend this morning with my wife. I'm so honored that we're going to get to do a podcast here to help other people out. I'm like just writing down things of gratitude in my life, therefore bringing more of it to my life. Just by the law of attraction. I know it sounds wooey and woo, you know, I'm off my rocker right there, but I've lived by this. I just didn't know I was doing it. I'm always doing it in my head, but I wasn't doing it purposeful, writing it down. And now I am. And I truly see that.
Right. So I think the first thing I should have said is become aware of that feeling of comparison. Because when you do, this is a powerful tool to combat comparison. The minute you start to feel like you're comparing yourself to other, you're not feeling like your life is good enough, or you're feeling like everybody else has it better than you, that's the moment to pull out a list similar to you or a piece of paper or something where you can write down a handful of things that you do feel grateful for. It's so important to keep that in check when you're imagining everybody else's lives are better than yours. So I think that's a really great strategy that you have. And lastly, just remember that just because you're seeing it on a video, just because this is one of your favorite people that you follow and you know they must be 100% authentic, what you see is not reality. It may be sometimes, but truly what we're watching is entertainment. And it's important for us to keep that in mind, that we really don't know the true story. We don't know if that couple we're watching, he brought flowers to, or they look so in love, but they didn't have just a massive fight the night before. I mean, it's really important to remember that we're all human. Nobody's perfect. No life is perfect. We all have our own challenges. So keep that in mind when you're scrolling through.
Yeah. I always think of this when I see social media, because we are both content creators on social media, you and I. And I always think about this. I just saw it again while we were on the cruise ship. There were some teenagers that were taking a picture of themselves with something in the background. And they took this picture. I stopped counting at 10 times before they were like, oh, I got it. It was over and over and over. And it was the most curated, spontaneous looking picture you've ever seen.
Curated spontaneity. I love that.
And I'm thinking, you know what? And it's kind of true. When you and I create content, we don't always get it right the first time. Even doing this podcast, I've had to reset my what I'm saying because I have something in my throat right now a couple times. You've edited out those spots where I'm coughing or, you know, so just know what you're watching or what you're seeing may even look perfect, but it might have taken them 50 times to get that perfect look. So I always want to think about that. It's curated spontaneity.
But even more than that, I mean, how many pictures have we posted maybe of us as a couple because they're really great pictures. But every time I look at those pictures, I remember, oh yeah, on that trip, 15 minutes after that picture, we had a huge fight. So
I don't remember ever having a fight, but I'm sorry.
I can pull up the pictures and remind you. I promise you that because those things stick. So keep that in mind.
Sure.
Yeah. There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much, sweetheart. You are wonderful. This is awesome. So I love the insight. Be aware of what you're seeing. Like, just be aware that you're comparing. Unplug. And I love the last two that you said.
Gratitude. Write it down when you're noticing that you're feeling comparison. And lastly, just remember that the grass isn't always greener.
I love it.
Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you next time on the Married and Naked podcast. Bye, everybody.